This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the sounds of Ray Barreto and El Watusi. I'm Margaret Gray.
El Watusi.
No one asked you for your comment, bud.
Bud, let's listen to the song.
El Watusi, make a big guy.
Yes, I think that is, that's correct. This is...
Yeah.
Watusi.
Yeah.
Watusi.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want, man? I'm making pancakes.
Oh, isn't that cute? I'm Margaret Gray.
We heard that already, Margaret.
But...
No, sir. Yay.
Hey. Hey, you.
Woo.
News out of the Middle East this morning. Syrian rebels joined forces against ISIS and Assad. Dig this. So now Assad can't make the claim that the Syrian rebels are terrorists because the Syrian rebels are now fighting against two forces. They're fighting against ISIS and Assad. So that makes the decision by the United States of the America, I don't know.
No. Let me look at. I'm the military guy here. I'm General Galen Shaw. Turn this guy down, will you? Turn Ray Barreto. I know Ray Barreto because he was in Vietnam doing a USO tour. And
look, this guy here.
Will you turn the guy down?
All right, bud. Thank you.
Really like it a lot.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah, Ray Barreto was on a USO tour in the Nam, and we got to meet him. Very nice man.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And he did this don't. I really like that, you know, and I did a dance. I really shouldn't tell you about this.
Oh, we want to hear this, General.
Yeah, he broke into this El Watusi, and I was in the crowd of GIs, you know, and I just started, yeah, do, and I put one hand in the air, the other one was on my hip. And I did, and my hips were, you know, now I'm embarrassed to talk about it.
No, go ahead.
Well, the hips were swinging back and forth. This guy, you know, now I've lost my memory because they just put this guy Assad on TV and his head is shaped. There's something wrong with the way that guy's head's shaped.
All right, forget it then.
Well, you know what, Phil, and don't have this guy Assad on there with a big head. The head goes from a point at the chin and widens out at the top.
It is. It's a disturbing-looking man, Phil.
All right. I don't know what to tell you. We got the news on, and we have the this guy Assad is on TV. Syrian rebels joined forces against ISIS and Assad. Now, that is a big, big thing, because Assad has said...
He said that that was the ISIS.
Yeah. He did. Assad said that we're fighting against terrorists, so why wouldn't America join us in this fight? These are terrorists that are destroying our country. Well, guess what, Jack Ball? These so-called terrorists are fighting against the terrorists. Now, what do you think about that? He'll come up with some bullshit. When you're a pathological liar like this guy Assad, man, you'll come up with all kind of bullshit of all the different kind of bullshit there is. And so that's how that's going to go. All right, good morning and welcome to the show. We're going to do some recapping of last night's show at the Ventura County, Ventura Harbor Theater. What'd you think, Margaret?
Well, I see you smiling, and yes, I'm smiling too. It was a wonderful show. It was a wonderful night with a great club and wonderful people too. All of the people there from Carpinteria.
Yeah, they call it Carp.
Yes, they call it Carp.
Who's that?
That's Carpinteria.
Yeah, I know, but that's a fish too.
Yes, it is a fish, but this... Will you guys listen to what they're saying?
This is Carpinteria, is a small seaside community north of Ventura. By, I'd say, 10 minutes or so. You go up there, you get off the freeway, you go down to great places like The Spot. Man, there's a burger stand. Oh, baby, is there a burger stand in Carpinteria that'll set you free?
Well, we're going to talk about hamburgers, is that it?
Where is it, Mr. Henry?
He said it's in Carpinteria.
Yeah, no, it's in Carpinteria, bud. About a block up from the ocean.
Yeah, The Spot. You been there, General?
Oh, yeah.
The Spot is The Spot, man. And I know they named it The Spot because, you know, like hits The Spot.
Yeah, got by with something good to eat.
Yeah. And The Spot has got burgers that'll set your ass free. It's one of those good local burger joints. You know, you can talk about like In-N-Out. Yeah, it's great. But In-N-Out is like almost kind of it's a chain. Not almost is, it is. But The Spot is just it's just like one place, and you got to find it up there in Carpenter. I haven't been in The Spot, man, in so long. And the food is just goddamn good, excuse my French. And that's Carpinteria. And then also they have up in Carpinteria the seal sanctuary. The seals, every winter, you'll see hundreds of seals.
Oh, you told us about this. Now, where? This is at Carpinteria.
Yeah, it's near that. It's in Carpinteria. It's near the,
What, you talk about a sea lion?
No, man, a seal.
What's the difference?
How many times have I told you what the difference is?
You know something, Dickman? You're beginning to really make me angry. Now, we've learned through living here at the El Pacific, or coming to work here, you know what, I don't even care. I don't know what it is either.
A seal is like just a lays on flat on its stomach, and it's got two little fin for arms, and it doesn't really walk around. It just wiggles when it's on land, and then it splashes into the water and swims around like that. That's a seal. A sea lion has got the four flippers, walks around, and bounces fucking balls off of its damn head. Excuse my language.
My God, Phil.
Well, that's what it does.
Yeah, okay, now I know.
Yeah, but how many times have I told you that? 85 times, man. This ain't a sea lion.
So, it does it bounce a ball?
You know, now I'm going to...
Eight! You missed me.
I got to let go of his nose now, Margaret. I don't think the kid can breathe.
That's fine with me.
God damn, man.
Yeah, you know something, bud. When you do that on purpose...
All right, look. So, a sea lion... Only this show. Only me. I'm the only guy in the history of the world, man, that has a show where I gotta break fights up. Actual physical altercations in the studio before we even get anything done. All right, so, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted,
I didn't interrupt you, Phil.
I know that, but, you know...
Sorry, I'm just trying to get down to differences, and I'm trying to get down to all the differences and stuff.
Yo, see you on a sea line.
Say that again? You just sounded like that jackass Chris Norton was at the show last night.
Oh, he was that guy.
Right. A sea lion has the four flippers. A seal is just like a little, it just wiggles. It's just got two little flippers and two little flippers for feet. And when it's on land, all it can do is just kind of wiggle along the sand. But when it's in water, it swims like a mother, you know. And so do sea lions. But sea lions are far more developed in terms of their evolution, I guess you could say. Sea lions are more intelligent. A seal is not quite as intelligent. In fact, the guy was saying, and I don't know whether this is a fair comparison, but a guy was saying that training a sea lion is like training a dog. Training a seal is like training a cat.
Well, that says that cats are stupid.
Well, they are, but a cat isn't stupid. A cat is disrespectful.
Well, wait, General. I mean...
No, hold on, because I know this. Cats, I've dealt with cats my whole life. My wife's had cats. And I like cats, but they're rude and disrespectful. And if you've come from a military background and you've got a cat, it looks at you like you're some kind of. It looks at you like you're something it licked right off of its rectum. Excuse me.
All right, General.
Well, it does.
All right. I mean,
Doug is kind of disrespectful.
The cat means no. Excuse me. The cat means no disrespect.
You know, Margaret, I've asked you time and again to get your throat warmed up before we begin the program.
Yes, Daddy, I know, and I'm trying. But you know something? I've got a son to get to school in the morning. I've got a husband...
You got a husband to get off to work?
Yeah, sure, to get off to work. It was something else that he required.
All right, well, I'd rather not hear about it.
I wasn't going to tell you about it.
Okay, fine. So... Up at Carpinteria, they have the seal sanctuary.
Miss Anna, you just went...
Yeah, it sounded like a click.
Will you guys knock it off? Hey, where is that oatmeal you got?
What?
Where's that cinnamon flavor to the other kind of oatmeal?
Go in and help him, will you?
Yeah, it's over here.
The sea lion is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the seal. And up there, they have hundreds of seals on the beach. And it's near one of the service piers there that the oil workers use. And if you ever want to see the oil industry and nature coexisting perfectly, you come to the California coast, man. Come out to the coast of California and look at the beautiful marine life that we have. And right out there on the horizon are oil derricks. And we went through our hell here in 1969. We went through what the people of the Gulf went through recently with BP. We went through this in 1969 when the Shell platform off of Santa Barbara busted open somehow, either a pipeline or some spill of some kind. It was catastrophic. It was massive. And it was the beginning of the environmental movement in California because photograph after photograph after photograph flooded the front pages of newspapers in the days and the weeks that followed, showing oil-soaked animals, all kinds of wildlife, bird life. marine life, and people saw this. I saw it, and we were shocked, and certainly, you know, nobody is... I wasn't about to go without oil. I mean, I was like a high school senior, so I've got to drive my little Volkswagen everywhere that I was going. But you did see what was happening to the coast. And so it was that day that efforts began, you know, strenuous efforts began to try to help things out.
Yes, and then, of course, Earth Day started. Did Earth Day start as the result of that?
Oh, gee, not that Earth Day. The kids are running around with the green headband.
Yeah, I mean, Earth Day was my senior year in high school, so maybe it was in conjunction with that. I don't know. But, man, I'll tell you, you know, it was an ugly thing. But now, today, 40-plus years later, there is, on the coast of California... a coexistence of these interests, which is the industrial needs of the country and the nature. And I'm telling you, I never tire of telling this story because it always cracks me up. Every time I bring this up, there's always one or two so-called environmentalists, which I don't really think they are. I think they're just sort of knee-jerk assholes, you know. They hate it. They hate it.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking like on Twitter or on Facebook. Some jackass will say, well... I'll say, you know what? We have a perfect coexistence here of marine life and with industry, maybe like no other in the country. And I'll always get a comment from some guy. Well, you know something, Henry. You know you would like to bring that up, but it pisses them off. I say, well, why would that piss you off? Because they, you know, they want to see the whole.
They want to see the oil business like go belly up.
Well, I, you know, I'm not that kind of a knee-jerk liberal, Phil. I want you to know that. I don't... What are you doing, bud?
Well, you said jerk, and I...
I don't mean... You know, I'm a woman. I don't jerk off that way. You little ass. I said knee-jerk as in split-second decisions. I'm not that kind of person, but... what?
Clear your throat, please.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, is that better?
Much better.
Jesus H. Margaret, listening to you clear your throat is like listening to Godzilla belch or something.
You know what? I don't have to take this.
Sit down, Margaret. Now, come on.
Excuse me. There, does that sound like Godzilla or Gorgo?
Gorgo? Who the hell? Why, that was an Irish ape. Wasn't that a gigantic lizard that came out of the Emerald Isle?
Yeah, Gorgo. Never mind about Gorgo. What?
I was going to say that... While I do agree with you on your principle, I still don't trust the oil companies. By the way, I shouldn't say this, but Frank did buy me a new...
What did he buy you?
He got me for Jason J. Delmonico a Range Rover.
Oh, yeah, very, very...
Phil, don't say it.
No, I mean, that's a real oil-conserving, gasoline-conserving car there.
Phil, I think you know what? We're talking about two separate things. I have to have the Range Rover to drop Jason J. Delmonico off at school... But I'm opposed to the oil company. You know what? Go straight.
Don't you go to the devil, Mr. Henry.
Now, the Margaret always does that. She tells me to go to the devil every time you back yourself in a corner. Margaret, I don't even have to debate. Where are you going?
I'm going. Where do you think I'm going? I've got to go to the bathroom. I got to go get some cigars.
Oh, she's getting cigars out. That time of year, I guess.
You got it.
Every time I back her into a corner.
You can't talk about me when I'm not there.
Yes, I can. Every time I back her in a corner, she winds up shooting herself in the foot. She's talking about the fact that she's against the oil companies and big oil and all this. Oh, and by the way, Frank just got me a Range Rover to take, you know.
Well, maybe the Range Rover's got a good gas GPA.
That's right there, bud. Thank you. I'm back. I just, in a split, you see that?
I don't know how you do that, but you were a minute ago, you were out there in the living room, and almost like a vampire.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's just like, you know, in the Anne Rice books, you just appeared here.
Well, I'm saying I agree with Bud. All right, I'm gone.
Jesus, she just disappeared.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I'm not a vampire. Wow, what a couple of babies.
All right, so, yeah, so that's the thing, man. It's a beautiful thing to see, and if you come visit our fair state, well, I would encourage you to come on out and see some of that stuff. But every winter, the seals are out there, and they're giving birth to their pups, and there's hundreds of them. And almost in mass, there's something about seals and sea lions. They all do the same thing. All of a sudden, on cue, and I don't know what the cue is, and I'm not even sure I know what they're doing, but all of a sudden, all of them in mass move like one giant mob into the water. They just, all of them. And it must be some sort of a subtle cue given by one and then the other. But the next thing you know, you see 100 seals go into the water. Just swim into the ocean, and I guess it's...
They're probably like feeding time or something like that.
Yeah, they got to go out there and get fish and stuff for the... because they're pregnant and all that.
Yeah, that's what they do. So it's pretty heavy, and how we got talking about this, I have no idea. But anyway, welcome to the program. Oh, Carpinteria.
Yes, you were talking back, by the way. Carpet, I'm making some oatmeal. Where is that cinnamon sugar?
Would you guys get this stuff settled before?
What a dick.
I'll help you, Miss Gray.
So, last night, we were talking to folks from Carpinteria. We were talking to folks from Santa Barbara. We had people in from L.A. We had people in... I didn't ask a lot of people where they were from, but thank you, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. Outstanding. Had a wonderful time and actually hung around after the show. Had a couple of Newcastle brown ales because Chris and Chris was helping out one of my my steplads, and he is a big giant guy. He plays piano. He's a funny cat. Both him and his brother Alex, they write comedy, and I'm telling you, these guys have written a script that has been given the thumbs up by like Emmy Award winning writers. It is a really funny script. And so we've got that one sort of in our back pocket. But anyway, the guys were out there, and after they got done helping with the merchandise, I bought them a round of brews, and we were knocking back some Newcastle brown ales. Oh, man.
Oh, man, Michelle, that stuff's bad.
Newcastle brown ale? Holy Jesus, that'll set fire to your brain. There'll be nothing left of your brain, friend, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, barely. I had three because I was just feeling so good. You know, you do a show and you're working your ass off, and it's an extremely physical show, the one that we do, because I'm in and out of about five or six or seven different characters, maybe more than that, and I'm moving around the stage, and there's dancing, and there's... And Margaret, you do your singing.
Yes, last night, by the way, I did the standard Delta Dawn, and then I did I Wish You Love. I didn't do a whole lot of singing.
No, Margaret, in the Irvine show, you did... What was the show you did? What was the one?
How many times do I have to tell you, Phil?
Get that one! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do! Whoa!
I'll do it. It was ha-ha-ha-ha! Woo-woo! So,
No More I Love Yous.
Momo, I Love You?
No, No More I Love Yous.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, that's a very lovely song, Margaret.
Thank you.
All right, well, she didn't do it last night, but in future shows, she may. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We got Bob Bakian standing by with traffic here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to continue talking about our show last night. We'll also get into some news. We got some sports news to talk about. Derek Jeter is his last appearance at Yankee Stadium is tonight. And we also had the Dodgers clinching in the National League West.
Yay! Y'all love the Dodgers, man.
So the Dodgers finally rose up, huh?
Dodgers have finally risen up from those dark, disgusting, foul, fetid, stank days of whatever year, I even forgot the goddamn year, excuse my French, when that poor man was almost beaten half to death in our parking lot there at Dodger Stadium by a couple of scumbags just because he had a Giants jersey on. You know, it's one thing, man, believe me when I tell you, I'm a big Dodger fan, and I don't like the Giants. That's what makes sports fun. But that was taken to an asinine, psychotic, violently psychotic edge that night. But ever since then, the team has struggled to sort of regain its standing in the community and to regain its abilities on the field, you know. And, well, I think they did it last night with the win there over the San Francisco Giants and clinching the National League West. Let's go to Bob Bakian now. Bob has the traffic. Bob, how's it going?
Hey, Phil, out here. As a matter of fact, down to the Dodgers Stadium here in the downtown corridor. Going out to Pasadena Freeway. If you're coming into Pasadena, the Sporting Club is famed, and the Silver Rebels is going to be game, and the name of the game is fame. But down here in the downtown, hey, listen, if you're out there, that middle there, 3rd Street, that's in Buzz, guys, in the Buzz Berkeley, and Busby Berkeley is back alive, and he's walking around, and there's a bunch of dancing women down there. And so, about the team, and everybody's on the program, my name's Keith Tim, Wallace Team. Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. If anybody can find it, they can tell me about it. I don't know where it is, because I don't know where it is. But make it traffic.
This is a world. World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico with Kendrick Lamar and I'm General Galen Shaw. Make your move. Don't go dry, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but an amigo never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they felt me, and I love myself. The world is a ghetto, big guns and dickies. I love myself, but they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind. I love myself. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving.
or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the man's about to love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself. The world is a ghetto because of Dickie Fine.
You know, that was all on the air. You know that.
What?
What are you talking about? That was just all on the air, you calling Ted.
Oh, my God. You... Don't you tell me what to do.
Kendrick Lamar and I, that's a beautiful thing right there. He is, he's fantastic. That's a pick to click for us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What's the name of that album? It's a single, I think, from a forthcoming album, I. And that is the guy that Macklemore had sent the, after Macklemore had won the Best New Artist, the Hip Hop Artist Award at the Grammys, I guess he had tweeted, oh, you know, I'm really sorry, you should have won a Kendrick Lamar. And some of the other guys, most notably our close personal friend Drake, they were upset with that because they said he should have just shut his mouth, took the win, and go away and not pretend like it really hurts. And...
Well, you know something, that Drake, you know, we hear enough of that guy's opinions and his songs. He's got to open his big bazoo off. Wow, that, boy, I tell you what, why don't they just elect him president of just elect that guy Drake. In fact, we don't, never mind.
What, are you trying to say we shouldn't have God, it should be Drake?
Yes, instead of God, it should be Drake, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh!
God, it's sacrilegious!
Well, I think Drake's sacrilegious.
Drake's a, what are you talking about, General? He's just he's an opinionated guy. All right. So that's a beautiful thing, man. I like that song. All right, we're going to recap some of what happened last night on our one-man show there at the Ventura Comedy Club, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. What a blast. And again, our thanks, many thanks go out to the good people there at the club and how they treated us. Bud?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Mr. Bell to get back because he had answered the phone.
Well, if you get these guys on the line, then you have to ask them not to leave the line until we are damn good and ready for them to not leave the line, you know? What the hell was that?
I think that's Kendrick Lamar with the Who's That Lady?
Ted's of Beverly God, Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Yeah, well, Standing by.
Ted, you're on.
Oh, and Ted Bell here, and come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. God. There's a chicken
breast. Yeah, God, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
I'm not interested in promoing the chicken, Phil. Could you cut that out of the tape when it goes out?
No, because we're live.
God, oh, God.
God didn't know about it.
No, you never know about anything, Dickman. Just hi, everybody. Ted Bell here. I want to make a point that we are not promoting... our chicken breast is great, and you can come in and get the marinated chicken. We've got great chicken dishes, but I don't necessarily... I'd rather if you come and get a steak, okay? It's not like it's not Ted's of Beverly Hills Chicken House. You know what I'm saying?
Would you be quiet?
Yeah, thank you. It's not, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, Ted, this is Margaret. Is Frank coming in for lunch?
Look, I'm not Frank's personal, not Frank's personal secretary.
Okay, we'll get to Frank.
No, I just want to know because I know that Frank likes the chicken. So, if he is ordering the chicken, why don't you politely steer him toward some of the meat?
Okay. Why am I uncomfortable with that?
Well, probably sound like when she said steer him toward the meat.
I'm not... Oh, my God.
What? What's the problem?
You don't see.
He thinks I mean steer him toward penis.
Yeah.
Oh, would you grow up?
Look, I don't know. I've had such a controversy with want to put our meat in your mouth. And she says, when Frank gets here, steer him toward the meat. You know, I'm very... Phil, you got to understand something.
God, Ms. Bell, that's crazy.
No, you got to understand something. I'm extremely sensitive to a lot of the criticism that we've gotten over the past few years because we want to put our meat in your mouth. And when she says, steer him toward the meat, and all I can think of is a guy... I've got my hand on the back of Frank's head, okay?
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to take a walk on that one.
All right, Margaret. You brought it up.
I didn't mean that.
All right, that's... kind of crude, Ted, to say the least.
Oh, okay. Well, then what you got... I love how I get blamed. I love how it all falls back on me. Love it.
Hey, join the club, man, because, you know, I am definitely in the same company as you when it comes to getting all the blame. Anyway, welcome to the program. I know you're not yet at the restaurant, Ted. You at home?
Yeah, it's, let's see, it's 9:30 in the morning, for God's sake. You know, I wrap, I close count receipts at 2 a.m., so, God. Expect that I'm going to be at the restaurant?
A lot of times we call you, you're there.
Well, you know, there's no question about that, but no, I got out of bed especially for this. Listen, and by the way, last night I was at the club, you know, I was at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, and then I went over to Ted's, then I came back, and I closed the show for you, then I went back over to Ted's.
Yeah, but you did it all by helicopter.
Well, what do you got to tell me?
You're only supposed to say that, Phil.
Look, I don't want people thinking that you're getting in a car racing back and forth between Ventura and Beverly Hills, okay? So, yeah, you were using Bob Bacon's chopper.
Okay, I was in his chopper. God damn. You know, a guy is allowed to...
Go Bob Bacon chopper if you want.
No, not yet. I got Ted on the line, okay? Go ahead, Ted.
You know, a guy... What I was doing out there with the... Hey, Bob Bacon's there, fell on the trick.
I told you not to put him on the air.
Yeah,
Bob, get him off, okay?
Bob Bacon here, we're traffic.
Hey, one moment, why does somebody listen to me, for Christ's
sake? Bob, we had 10 Bell and Chapel last night, and Chapel was up there smoking cigar and drinking bad champagne. Bob Bacon was up, Chapel was like a breath.
Is it something you don't know how to do?
I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Get the guy off the air.
Well, I did hear him say that you were in the chopper last night drinking champagne and smoking cigars.
That is an absolute, that's stretching the truth. I'm not going to call it a lie. I'm not going to call it a lie at all. I think it's stretching the truth, and I think that the...
What are you trying to do, anyway?
But if you do that one more time, man, I'm going to rip your hands off, okay?
I don't know if you wanted a guy back on. Keep on saying it.
I don't want Bob Bacon back on the air.
I was in that chopper last night... Oh, my God, I think I'm going to...
Why don't you sit down?
I am sitting down.
Then lay down.
I'm also laying down. Oh, I was in that chopper last night. Now I'm sitting up. Now I think I'll stand up.
Okay, fine. Now we know where you're at. Now, what was going on in the chopper?
Well, don't make it sound like Bacon and I were blow buddies. What is it with you, anyway?
He's not saying that, Bell. He's saying what happened... Because everybody, you think you were making a big deal going back and forth between Beverly Hills, then we find out you're in the chopper? Good God Almighty, that's all you were doing was sitting on your ass all night.
I wasn't sitting on my ass, General. If you were at the show and not laying at home, laying on a cot, staring at the ceiling and thinking about the good old days there in the South Pacific or wherever you were.
I'll tell you something right now, buddy. Watch how you say those things.
Well, you know what? I was talking the other...
Okay. Hold on. Now, either I'm going to talk about what happened last night, Ted, or we'll hang up and move on.
What I did last night, thank you, Phil, I can finally get to it, was the...
And I wasn't in the South Pacific. Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, I was with MacArthur's Army Forces in the Philippines, so technically you're right.
Yeah, okay. Now,
But this thing about laying on a cot and sweating and staring at a ceiling, we didn't have television then. I was listening to a radio. Oh!
I didn't say that. I said...
If you guys don't cease fire, as the man said...
Anyway, all right. So I was in the helicopter last night. Yes, I imposed upon Bob Bacon to get me down to Beverly Hills. I had two things I was doing last night, Phil. I was opening your show, then I had to get back to the restaurant and seat that Cumberland party that was coming in. You know, that guy's running for state senate. You know that?
Yeah, that's, you know...
Well, what is it with you with the, yeah, that's okay?
State senate? I mean...
Yeah, that stuff's important to me. State senator from Beverly Hills, Jack. So I gotta, you know, Phil, it may not be quite the big fish that you're used to swimming with, but I got business to do. So I did that. I got back in the chopper, flew back to Ventura, closed the show, then got back in the chopper and flew back to Beverly Hills, and I had to kick, there were three drunks in a bar I had to kick out last night, and I don't mind telling you, they were very famous people, and I'm not going to tell you their names, but their initials were...
Don't tell me anything about who it was, okay?
Well, I can tell you the gender of them.
No.
Well, Phil, we want to know.
I don't care what we want to know. All right, so we're going to take a break here. Ted, hold on, okay?
Yeah, maybe.
Hold on. Why is everybody in a lousy mood, man? We had a great time last night. We had a successful show last night. We had a blast. I was buying drinks around. Ted's in a chopper.
No, everybody accusing people.
Well, there is a high level of accusation going on here about how hard people were working relatively.
Well, then everybody just get their head out of their ass and start acting like nice, friendly, warm, you know, people. God almighty. And there's no point in us being at each other's throats here and being rude. All right, let's get back to it here, man. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We've got other people to talk to, one of whom was Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This dude, Jay Santos, man. Jay Santos last night was a big, big hit as he was showing people how the Citizens Auxiliary Police execute their spin move. He was also showing a three-step takedown. He was showing the all kind of things. Here is Rich Gang. Last week, a pick-to-click on Phil's Five with Lifestyle.
Oh, pick-to-click.
That's right.
I did a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle.
Yeah, I dig this. This is good. I like this song a lot.
To the top of my lifestyle.
I'm Word Forley, and Word Forley has got news for you. The new 2015 Buicks, Chevys, Chevrolets, and the Chrysler LeBarons are all in, all brand spanking new, made by a crew of people in an undisclosed location under the Rocky Mountains. Ward Burnley's Chevys, Fords, Classic Buicks, and Chrysler LeBarons. They're on sale, brand new, using parts of cars that we have hidden under a compound in the Rocky Mountains. We won't tell you where, but I'll tell you this much. At Ward Burnley's, the value is yours. Ward Burnley's I-5.
For my daughters and all my sons, bitch. I'm running random bands up, take out they funds, bitch. I got a mom's bitch. What? She got a mom's bitch. I got sisters and brothers to feed. Whoa. I ain't gone, not like no idiot. I'm a OG.
Hey!
Did a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle.
Yeah, live the life. Boy, that's fantastic. This is General Galen Shaw. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
What do you think will be picking the click next week on the Phil Five?
I think we'll have, but you know.
Yeah, probably I with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And don't know about anything else just yet.
What about that tune that everybody digs? It's the...
What about that guy, Yellow Wolf? What's that supposed to mean, Yellow? Does that mean he's the light-skinned black?
Probably. Oh, Yellow Wolf, which is Till It's Gone. That's another song that everybody loves that song. That was on the Sons of Anarchy, which... Is that off the air now?
Yes. Well, I don't know if the last episode. You auditioned for that, didn't you?
I did. I auditioned for Sons of Anarchy when it first came out. And I didn't do a very good job because I was... it was a weird character. It was the guy... I guess you guys know the character. It was a character that was... The character that was the... I can't remember. Oh, I know. He was a guy... He was Jewish. Now, there's nothing wrong with being Jewish, necessarily, but... You don't necessarily identify as Jewish if you're in an outlaw motorcycle club. But, however, he was Jewish, and he was also an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, I know the character.
Yeah, the guy's name is Billy or Bobby or Booby or something.
Yeah, I think it's Bobby.
Bobby, yeah. And so, anyway, that is the character. And now Sons of Anarchy is coming to... And, you know, I can tell you, if I don't think I'm talking out of school. You know the Ron Perlman character?
Yes.
The original guy that they had cast for that, I think, was Scott Glenn. And I always thought that he would have been... I thought he was a fantastic choice.
Oh, that's the guy. Scott Glenn's the guy that he... Wasn't he the guy in the Wolf... The Sons of the Wolf?
The what?
What's the one, the silent... Oh, that's the Silence of a Lamb.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Wasn't he the FBI guy?
Yeah, Scott Glenn played Jack Douglas's character in Silence of the Lambs. He also played in... he was in The Right Stuff. He was in Urban Cowboys. A lot of movies. And he was originally the guy that they had cast, I think. That's what I'd heard for that. And then all of a sudden, here comes this dude. And Perlman's fantastic. He's fantastic, you know. He's a great actor. And can do both comedy and drama. I mean, it's really good. So anyway, rest in peace, Sons of Anarchy, if indeed it's going off the air. I don't know, and I'm not sure that I care. Okay. Well, I do care, but I got too much shit to do, man. I can't pay that much attention to TB. You know what I mean? All right, back to Ted Bell here.
Yeah, Ted Bell in the Beverly Hills Ted Bell restaurant.
A Beverly Hills.
Restaurant, whatever that is. Come on in. What I was trying to say is, yes, we serve chicken. Yes, it's good. It's not something I want people walking up and down the street and say, oh, let's get chicken at Ted's.
Well, you had a problem with...
I want to be known as the Chicken Shack, okay?
Well, Ted, I don't think anyone knows you. Turn that down, please, for God's sake. I don't think anyone knows you as the Chicken Shack.
I know that, but you said that Frank...
Yes, Frank does enjoy the marinated. He likes that jerk chicken that you serve. And he enjoys, as a matter of fact, Frank, could you get him on the line?
Yeah, yeah, Frank?
Yes, that's who I said, Frank.
Well, you know, I know that Frank likes talking about the hot chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank?
Hey, Frank, it's Bud Dickon. Oh, I called the wrong number. Sorry. Who's this? Oh, Pink's Hot Dogs? Yeah, could I order a...
Will you get the guy Frank on the phone, Pink's Hot Dogs?
I made a mistake. I called up the... I thought it was a Frankfurter.
You thought...
You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Bud, and there's no overcoming that. You're an idiot. You're like a bad idiot disease that we all have to sit... If we had surgical masks, we'd have to wear them around you, Bud. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Oh, wait a minute.
You're applauding your own put-down. Okay. So, Ted, go ahead.
All right. So, the chicken that we serve at Ted's of Beverly Hills is a chicken that I'm... What the fuck is this?
You're on the air, Bud.
What?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, so the chicken... I can still hear it. Ah, Frank Gray.
Get out of... You're on the air, man. I had to kill everything now. Is Ted still there?
I don't know.
Ted? Ted. Yeah, here he is. I mean, I'm sorry, but Frank?
Okay, am I on the air?
Yes. Give me the phone, Bud. Hey, Frank, it's Phil Hendry. Can we talk to you on the air? Great, just for a few minutes, because I've got Ted here, and Ted wants to, frankly, I don't know what... we're going to talk about your You enjoy chicken, right?
Yeah, I enjoy chicken immensely. Hey, Ted, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm very good, and I thank you for coming on here with us. Hey, look, I know you're a big fan of the Ted of Beverly Hills jerk chicken.
Yes, I do. I like the jerk chicken very much. It's got the hot spiciness.
Yeah, that's what, and we had that originally when we were visiting Jamaica.
Yeah, well, what it was there was a roadside stand there. And there was a young man who was cooking up the jerk, and she had the sausage, and she also had the chicken, and her wife was there, and he was cooking up, I think, the jerk sausage. But the young man gave me the jerk chicken, and I said to her, this beats whatever it is he's cooking, even though he's your wife. And she said, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, whatever. You know,
you're asking me, okay, Bell? Don't call me up and then treat me like I'm somebody that's got to go into the closet and clean out the back of it because you want to put some of your dirty magazines in there, you know. I'm simply...
No, I understand that. I'm grateful for the fact that you like the chicken.
All right, let me ask a question. Frank, I've been to Jamaica. I've had that jerk sausage as well. When you say roadside stand, am I correct in assuming it's one of those really marvelous... Jamaican sort of outdoor barbecues?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Margaret, you remember?
Yes, it was, and they actually used, for the grill, they used wood.
Oh, yeah, that is fantastic. Tastes fantastic.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you about it. And I'll tell you one other thing, too. I got the jerk sausage, which, and this is why I like it at Ted's, because she serves it up. Ted, you serve that jerk sausage at the exact same way they serve it in Jamaica. It's got the great spice.
We don't serve the jerk sausage. You mean the chicken?
Yeah, there you go, right there. You serve that. I'm telling you, Phil, you go to Ted's and she serves it up fantastic. Ted is not just a good friend of mine, but she's also a great restaurant owner, and she is. She makes. I can't say enough about her. And I know, you know, Ted is very, very modest, but she's a great restaurateur. She's a great chef. She's a great cook. And I love. I will say this. I love her. I love her very much. I don't love her as much as I love my wife. I'll never love anyone as much as him, but I love...
Okay, I understand it, Frank. So, tell me about the sausage.
Oh, yeah, so we stop at his roadside stand, and Margaret says to me, let's stop here and get something for the Delmonico, my son, because she's in the back seat screaming and crying. She wants to get some food. So we pull off to the road, I was on the road. We didn't pull off onto a road. You would pull off
Can you imagine that? That means you're going off-road and then you're pulling off and going...
Yeah, I understand, okay?
You have to watch how you're saying pulling off, too. What? You're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. I said pull off, and people may get the wrong idea.
No. Nobody's going to get the wrong idea except for my crew and, unfortunately, Ted.
Hey, Bill, I'm just going with the program here. I'm just doing what people tell me to do. They say, hey, watch it with the pull-off and watch it with pulling it, and I'm trying to watch with the pulling it. That's all. All right, well, okay, are we done with that so I can move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I pull off, and I get out, and here's this young man, and she's cooking up the sausage, and I got a hold of this sausage. I took the sausage from her, and her wife said, do you want to have the jerk chicken? And I looked at him, and I said, well, why would I want that when I've got... And I was holding the sausage in one hand, like it was almost just a lollipop, but I'm biting down on the sausage, and I'm looking at the husband, and she's kind of eyeballing me, and it doesn't look very approving. And that's when I dropped the sausage in the dirt, realizing what it looked like. And I went over to the wife, and I asked him, what about that chicken? And the wife said, he said to me, oh, so you finally have seen the light. And I said, yes, especially standing there sucking on sausage like something out of a dirty movie. And he said, aha, you know. So the wife wrapped it up and gave it to me, and then his husband came over, and she said, what's wrong with my sausage? And I said to her, wouldn't you like to know? That's kind of a rude question. And she said, well, okay. And she reached down and picked the sausage up and started gnawing on it. And I said, okay, that's it. All bets are off. And I got in the car with the chick. Now, here's the upshot in that. Margaret was sitting shotgun. The Delmonico is in the back seat. And when we got out of the hotel, I looked back, and the chicken was gone. And I realized that she'd eaten it all.
Margaret?
No. She. My son.
Oh, well, right.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Brent. So you feel that our chicken is as good as that? Every bit as good, if not more so. That's all I'm trying to say, Ted, and I appreciate what you do. And again, folks out there, go to her restaurant. She's great.
Okay, thanks very much, Frank.
All right, you got it.
Well, I think that that's a very nice testament, although I don't like being called she.
Well, it's, that's Frank. Okay, Ted, thank you very much, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you out at the restaurant, and... in future endeavors, thanks for your... we were going to talk about the show. I think you did a fantastic job, as usual, introing the show last night. We hope to see you out for our next one.
All right, now what's the information on the next show?
The next show, this is not official, but the word is perhaps... the next show will be out in Ontario, California. That'll be... So, yes, we are working a lot of the clubs here in the L.A. area, folks, and that will continue. And then out into the hinterlands. This is an ongoing, long-lasting, never-ending,
Yes, this is almost like God. Always was and always will be.
Well, whatever. Is this a Catholic thing?
That's what Phil said.
Okay, no, it's not like God.
Not even like Drake.
Not even like Drake. It's just me, and so that's what we're going to do. Thank you very much, Ted. Great job.
All right, Bill, thank you. Now, remember, folks, Ted's of Beverly Hills is a steakhouse. It's not a chicken shack where you...
Okay. You don't hang up on Pete. He's going to call back and be pissed off, okay?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was done.
He's going to say that... Call him back, will you?
Okay. I mean, I thought he was done. I didn't know... Hold on.
What are we all of a sudden hearing this on the air for?
Why don't you throw that other switch?
Yes, Bud Dickman, you got a Ted, put a Ted on so I could talk to him because I hung up on him. I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry about it.
Oh, it seems fine.
Yeah, Ted Bell. Yeah, it's Bud Dickman. Sorry, I hung up on you. Yeah, you do that on purpose. Oh, wait a minute. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on. Sorry, Ted. We're sorry that we hung up on you.
Oh, look, Dickman, why don't you find a way to keep yourself occupied so you're not messing around with the buttons? I was going to say we are a steakhouse. We're not a chicken shack. By the last...
Is he done? Oh.
You hung up prematurely again, Bud. And I'll bet that's not the only thing you do prematurely. Oh.
Well, that was crude.
Well, Phil, I mean, these guys are getting their cookies off all the time.
That was good. That wasn't right. Yeah, well, you ought to ask Vivian. And
I don't want to know a thing about your sex life. Thank you. If you don't mind.
Nor do I.
Then please don't bring it up.
How dare you think that I'm...
Yeah, that's it. There she goes.
No, I'm getting up. I'm walking in a circle here. Now I'm going to sit back down.
Yeah. Okay, in other news, folks, well, I tell you what we'll do is break, and then we'll be back with other news here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Thank you, Ted Bell. We do have Jay Santos coming up at the top of the hour. Jay is going to be discussing with us the grooviosity, man, and the beauty of his appearance last night as he was discussing many of the techniques that have made the Citizens Auxiliary Police ever so popular down through the years. That is coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right. Here's the Color Morale and Damaged. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night, guys, we are going to be at the L.A. Podfest at the Sofitel Hotel. The L.A. Podfest at the Sofitel Hotel will be in the Santa Monica Room. That's at 9 o'clock. I have no idea, you know, the promotion for this thing, I don't know what, but I hope to see you guys out there. The Sofitel Hotel in L.A. on Beverly Boulevard, the Santa Monica Room, 9 o'clock, okay? Use the code HENGRY if you want to watch the live stream of this on your internet. HENGRY, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. L.A. Podfest, tomorrow night, we'll be there, 9 o'clock. All of the things, there's the Color Morale and Damage. Of all the things, of all of the big waste of time on television and radio is this talk about the NFL, sponsors leaving the NFL.
You know, that right there. I've been seeing this gobbledygook. It's starting to hack me off talking about all of that stuff.
Yeah, that is not going to happen, man. The NFL may be pissed off about all kinds of things about how the sponsors may be pissed off about all kinds of things about how this is handled, how that's handled. They should have done this right, should have done that. Those sponsors aren't going to leave sponsoring the National Football League because the actions taken by the commissioner may or may not have been the right thing to do at the time. I mean, there's people going to disagree about that stuff. But it doesn't necessarily mean, it's not like Michael Vick or something black and white, like, God damn, man, the guy tortured dogs, you know.
Well, what do you mean by black and white? That sounds...
It's kind of a racial.
No, there's nothing... Are you serious? All right, Doug Danger is going to join us here for just a couple of minutes to talk about this in the world-famous Phil Henry Show and to discuss the, I guess what you would say, the next move here. Doug, a very pleasant good morning to you from the Orange County Courier. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Phil, and thanks for having me on.
Can you tell us what you think of thus far the National Football League and the so-called problems they're having with their sponsors?
Well, Phil, first of all, you have to understand, and I like to say this as an entree, and I've been on your program for a long time, I'm a gay man, gay journalist, and I do engage in shorthand because I have to get to the point as fast as I can. A lot of people get lost in the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I am a gay man and a gay journalist. And I came out gay. I've traveled a long, hard road. From the time I came out to the time that I'm speaking to you right now, a long, hard road of about 4.5 weeks. And in that time, I've seen an awful lot of persecution, of discrimination. And it forces you to look at things very honestly. So I'm able to look through the bull crap and see right at the source of the problem and where it is at. The National Football League is not going to lose any sponsors over this situation having to do with this guy Ray Rice or these other domestic abuse situations. The National Football League is in no danger of losing any of the sponsors. The National Football League, I don't think, has lost dime one in advertising to this country. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. And
you are using the shorthand. Excuse me, you're using the shorthand.
And I'd like to join in the chorus of voices this morning that clear your throat or something.
All right, we've got it.
I'm sorry, I started talking off the microphone. Can we start all over again?
No, we can't. You talked off of the phone and into the microphone. You shouldn't have done that.
All right. I'm a gay man. I'm doing shorthand, by the way, because I got to get to the point here. Gay man, gay journal, and you got to clear your throat.
That is not your concern.
I agree with that.
Okay. This is what she sounds like. You sound like you've got a finger stuck in a light socket or a garbage disposal or something. It sounds like you're trying to pull your hand or your finger. It really, frankly, sounds like you're trying to pull your finger, not your hand, but just your finger out of something. And I don't even want to guess what that is. I'm gay man, gay journal. I'd say it if I knew. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that you would say it if you knew, Doug, so you obviously don't. And no, I don't have my finger caught in anything. I did not warm my throat up properly this morning. I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's thick. Now, getting back, Phil, here to the National Football League. Oh, by the way, an entertainment piece of news, too, for you on drones coming up. But get back to the National Football League. National Football League has not lost dime one because every advertiser, if there was indeed any advertiser that canceled permanently, Phil, was replaced with another one within seconds. Not minutes, seconds. Seconds. So you can wishful think all you want. You people can talk about the NFL going up in smoke and the sponsors pulling out and a female Armageddon or whatever the hell you want to call it. But I got news for you coming from this Gay Man Gay Journal that thing is as solid as a rock. The NFL will continue to sail on into the sunset, making dollar after dollar, money like you can't stand it, money like you won't believe it, fatter, bigger, just Jesus H.
So what's this thing with drones?
Well, hold on for a minute. What?
What's the thing with drones, man? Look at this. We got a problem here. Oh, man, I hope we are not going to... Oh, shit. Did we just lose our session? We just lost our session. We had a... I want to tell my crew, we just had a spontaneous malfunction of our video cast, and it was a failure of the encoder, and so we got to get our shit together with this again, man. I don't know whether you goddamn people at New Media or you cats at TriCaster or what your act is. I've had this thing in...
Phil, you're going to start making this on the air. You're making a scene on the air about behind-the-scenes technical stuff.
Oh, I think this is interesting. I'm Gay Man Gay Journal.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just telling you, I'm getting tired of this goddamn thing halfway through a show screwing up. Now, we just had a spontaneous whatever, and I told you, Alex, about this. Well, never mind. All right, so what's the next thing?
All right, the next thing here I want to mention is drones. Certain Hollywood studios have asked for the permission to use a drone as a means of filming scenes in Hollywood, and they have gotten approval. They have gotten approval. I say again, they have gotten approval to use drones in the filming of Hollywood movie scenes.
Now, wait, I want to ask you something, Danger. So these drones only have cameras?
Yeah. What do you think they've got? Weapons? God.
Well, no, I I'm curious. And this is to photograph scenes.
So these things fly through the air and they take these interesting shots?
Yeah, that's about right. They fly through the air, take interesting shots, and that's how they do that. So the drones are obviously the precursor, I would say, of more and more bigger and better and more interesting things happening in the media. So that was the indication we had yesterday from the United States and from the federals who are in charge of that kind of thing. And that's what I wanted to report to you. I'm Doug Danger, Gay Man Gay Journal.
Well, what's wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know whether we have a video cast now or not. I don't know if people are seeing this or not, but what we had was a screen come up just about 5 minutes ago that said the encoder had failed, and suddenly the video cast stopped, the stream stopped. So we've restarted the stream, but I have no idea whether the stream is, in point of fact, started again, so... That's just the way it goes. All right, you know what? Screw it, man. We've got our audio cast going, and there you go, man. You know, I'm telling you right now, and these guys seem to think that I'm kidding, and I ran into one of those guys when we were over at that production company having a meeting.
Oh, yeah, one of the guys, the TriCaster?
Yeah, I ran into one of those guys, and they're over there talking to those dudes at that production house about selling them their equipment, and yeah, I didn't say anything at the time. But I wanted to say, yeah, nice to meet you. I sure hope, you know, I better not say anything.
Well, you should be honest about it, Phil.
You know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting in life and in the life and in the times of any business, you know, the level of service that you get. DirecTV, I'm going to give you an example. DirecTV called today and they said we have an appointment scheduled for your studios there. Will that still be convenient, or would you like to change it? We said we'd like to change it. Oh, really? And what time? And we gave them the time that we wanted, you see. Not what they wanted, what we... And they said, that's DirecTV. That's how they did business. It was automated, but it was an automated system that was easy to use. And in that automated question and answer, they said, now, your appointment's for today at this time. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to cancel it? Do you want to reschedule? I said, reschedule it. Okay, we have available this date, this date, this date. Will that be convenient? No, it will not. okay, what would be, you are prompted with the question, then what would be convenient? And I said, this date, and they said, okay, and we have this time, will that be fine? Yes, it will. Okay, you're set, you're a beautiful man, Mr. Henry, and was the recording, and...
Did that thing telling you how much it liked you?
I'm kidding, no, but it's, you know... And that was that, and I thought, wow, this is fantastic, man. This, my first experience with DirecTV, because we had made the appointment, but I had to change it. My very first experience with DirecTV in years, I had DirecTV 10 years ago and got rid of it when we moved out of the house. And so we're reconnecting now, and these guys are just as on top of the job as they've always been. So it will be a pleasure to say goodbye to Time Warner. We will keep Time Warner Cable's internet connection, even though it's pretty iffy. But it's better than their cable. Their cable is just horrific. Although I will tell you, that was the problem we had with that intermittence.
Now, what's the thing here with the TriCaster?
TriCaster is, of course, our video cast. And we just had, like I said, some kind of a spontaneous failure. Now, this thing has just been in the shop. It was just in the shop, and it was in the shop for 6 months. These jackasses took to get this thing fixed.
Now, well, they were fixing that fan, right?
I don't know what they were fixing, man. It was something that had failed. And we had it in there, and we had a loaner. For 6 months, we had this loaner. Not even, I shouldn't say 6 months. It was about 4 months. We had this loaner. I didn't hear a thing. I finally had to get on the phone and say, what the hell are you people doing, man? Oh, well, we thought you wanted to upgrade to a new one. I said, you don't understand how this ball game is played, my friend. I don't upgrade to jack shit until I'm happy with your product. And right now, I ain't happy with anything. I'm not happy with your product. I'm not happy with your service. You think I'm going to upgrade to another product with you? Buddy, you guys are running last in this race right now. I didn't say this to the guy, but what I did say, you know...
What do you mean you didn't say it to him? What, are you talking to yourself?
Yeah, what were you talking to yourself?
No, my intention was, in what I did say, that was my intention. What I did say to the guy was... No, we're not upgrading yet. We want this fixed first, and then we can discuss that. That's essentially what I said, but what I was, you know, thinking.
Oh, I see. So that's like actors. They have their intention, and they have the lines they speak.
Yes. So the lines were, no, we're not upgrading yet. We'll see how this goes first after the repair. But my intention was, let me tell you how this game is played. You know, that kind of thing.
So you were acting like a real big tough guy behind the scenes, but in front of the guy, you're...
No, Margaret, no. In front of the guy, I was just trying to be polite, okay? God, you know.
Well, God, Belmont, can't be a tough guy and everything.
I'm not trying to be a... Will you guys listen to me for 5 seconds here? I'm just telling you something that every American knows. Every American knows this. Service with a smile, baby, and not just with a smile, but you got to make sure that you have what you want. So... These dudes with this TriCaster, they're driving me ape, Jack. And so I see these cats at this production company we're doing this deal with, and I'm sitting there, I'm waiting on some people, and out of the doors walks these guys from this company. And I said, hey, how you doing? You know, hey, Phil, you know. Hey, well, here's Phil Henry, you know, we do work with him. Oh, wow, great. And, you know, I'm you're tempted to say a whole lot of things, but you don't.
It's not, Phil, it is not professional in any stretch, in any sense, to begin to talk a lot of trash in that instance.
Well, everyone knows that, Margaret. We're not debating that. But Phil is simply saying what's in his mind.
Yeah, talking about what's in the mind.
Oh, what's in the mind, I see.
Well, Margaret, that's what it is. I mean, I'm just, these are the thoughts that go through anybody's mind while you, on the outside, are presenting your very professional front. Oh, excuse me, I hit my own microphone.
You hit your microphone, and that's what you're always giving us the riot act about.
Okay, Margaret, don't start to cry.
I'm not
Yeah, you know what, Margaret? You look like you're going to start to squirt a few.
Squirt a few? Oh, my God.
They're talking about that.
I'm going to kick... Anybody here can talk to me the way they want, but except for you. Do you understand that?
I'm not going
to... Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand it.
God. So as I was saying, we'll see what happens. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We do have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay is going to be talking to us about the show last night. And I thought he had a great presentation as well. And, who was that? Cindy Lou or Cindy Lee that got up on stage with him? I do not know, but it was a lot of fun, man. Phil Henry Show, here's Kevin Gates, Satellites. We'll be right back.
Everybody's sworn favorite people.
That's the world famous Phil Henry Show at El Pacifico in Southern California. Brought to you by
satellite.
Cooligan's Milks. Cooligan's Milks and Yogurts. Cooligan's Milks, Yogurts, and Dairy. Cooligan's Milks in the foothills. Never really. And by Birdman's Tobacco. We know that cigarettes are not legal for underage kids, nor is any kind of tobacco. But if you're just over the age of 18, Birdman's Tobacco, the kind you roll, the kind you smoke in a pipe, the kind you stick in a bowl and just light on fire and inhale, Birdman's Tobacco, it's for you, kid. You bet. Mm-hmm.
Birdman's Tobacco.
And by Sweeney's Sporting Goods. Hi, I'm Dave Sweeney. We've got skis, we've got mitts, we've got jock straps. Everything that you do when you move around, we've got it for you. Gloves, baseballs, we got hockey pucks, we got darts. I just bring it all in. I don't care what it is. We just stock it and store it. Over here at Sweeney's Sporting Goods, we've even got cricket bats. You can't believe that? We've got hockey skates. We've got things you'll never use, not in a million years. But just in case somebody comes in and says, where are your cricket bats? Remember, Sweeney Sports. Where are your cricket bats? Sweeney Sports.
Never met a rich man.
All right, there is Kevin Gates and Satellites and world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's very interesting to talk to women about any man who is singing about his prowess in the sack as what's the term, coxman.
Oh, Phil.
No, I mean, it's interesting to listen to women talk about this. I said, well, what do you think of a guy that brags about his sexual skill? And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get women are going to start laughing.
Well, because, Phil, we know how to pump up the ego of men. You guys want to think you're all just, you know, Killer Magilla, whatever you know.
You're talking about Magilla Gorilla.
Yeah, Magilla Gorilla in the sack. And so, yes, that's right, you're fantastic, you know. I can assure you that there isn't a woman out there that hears a guy talking that way that thinks he's all this. But these guys impress each other.
Well, I've always been struck by that. I think that when a guy in a song, whether it's that one or any other song, is talking about how good he brings it in bed, he's just singing to other guys, because I don't think the women are...
Well, what are you talking about?
I think the women are kind of laughing at that. Anyway,
Well, especially when he's saying, oh, you know, I do this to her and that to her. You sound like a real empty-headed clown.
Well, you know, that kind of hurts.
Oh, get out of here, will
you? What, General, you think you bring it in a sack?
Do I bring it in a sec? If I did, I wouldn't talk to you about it, but what a pea brain.
All right. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us here on the phone right now. And Jay is out and about. I think he's at the Del Amo Mall right now and on patrol, right, Jay?
That's right, Phil. It was late night last night there at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club as the Citizens Auxiliary Police came out for a demonstration for Phil's listeners and the fans what was out there. And then we had to get out of bed early this morning and come out here to Del Amo Mall. As you know, there's a lot of back-to-school shopping going on still, even though school has been in. There's a lot of girls that are purchasing their school clothes. We want to make sure they're not wearing a little inappropriate dress or anything that fits too tight or shows anything. And just so you know, Phil, we're not talking about underage girls. We are talking about, by the way, in the background, what's that? Yeah, that's a music store down there, Phil. They're playing Love Train by the OJs.
All right, that's fine.
These are women of age.
All right, I want to ask you something, Jay. This is Margaret. Are you stopping underage or even women of age and looking in shopping bags? Because I know you've done that in the past.
That is what we're doing, very respectfully. I can go through this again. I've gone through a million times. I've gone through a million one. Doesn't make any difference. I can do the thing.
All right, would you stop the sing-songy approach? What do you do?
God, she's very hostile this morning, Phil.
All right, Margaret, you don't have to be hostile.
Well, you know what he's going to talk about.
All right, Jay, what do you do?
Well, Phil, what we do is when we do see the young ladies walking down the mall and I see a bag, I'll say, excuse me, ma'am, I'm Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but I did see a little bit of a pan. You know, if I see something, it has to be sticking out of the bag. If I don't see it sticking out of the bag, I won't say anything because legally, you can't look inside a girl or a woman's in her bag, and by bag I mean the bag she's carrying. You can't look inside it Okay, you can't...
I don't like him saying you can't look inside a woman's bag. It sounds suggestive.
I'm not saying anything suggestive.
God, I'm sure you have a dirty mind.
Well, you know, I don't have a dirty mind. You do.
Wait. He hasn't said anything suggestive.
The phrase, look inside her bag.
What I'm saying, Miss Gray, is if we see a young lady walking down the mall... And I see something sticking out of the bag, all right? If I see a little bit of a panty, if I see a little tiny bit of the panty, okay, is all I'm saying. Then I'll say, okay, I got a panty over here, Bill. Because I'm generally out there with Bill Cooch. I'm out there with Randy Sherman and two of the sub-commanders. And we're on walkie-talkie as we are going through the mall. Now, you'll see us. And if you see a pith helmet and a blue armband, you know it's the Citizens Auxiliary Police on patrol. And you can rest assured that we're going to make sure that we take a peek over the shoulder, please try to make things safe for people out there.
Okay, Jay Santis with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I do want to talk about you last night on the show, but I want to ask you again about this back-to-school patrol you're doing. So you mentioned a panty alert. That sounds almost too comical.
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean, Santis? That's about as goofy sounding.
Well, General, what it means is that if it's very easy. If I see a little bit of panty or a little bit of brassiere, I'll simply get a walkie-talkie, and we got a recording of that, Jerry?
Yeah, I got one right here.
Let's play the recording. This was me yesterday at the Cupertino Mall.
I got a panty over here on a panty. Panty, panty.
That's just a small snippet of it, Phil.
That's what your other sub-commanders would hear.
Right, they're on the radio to hear, I got a panty alert. For God's sake, it's a panty. And a lot of times you're in a panic because you know that the young women will be leaving the mall, and once they leave the mall, you can't stop them out in the open parking lot area because there's too many areas of egress and escape.
Well, what are they going to do, run?
You'd be surprised. So you want to get them in the mall. And in that particular recording, we had three young ladies that were walking out of there. They were a brassiere. It was pretty bad, and it was right there. Go ahead and play the recording from Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Break her thumb if you have to, but get the panty.
You heard that, Phil. That was...
Break her thumb if you have to, but get the panty. That sounds like when Robert Kennedy was shot.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that... it's a funny thing about history, Mr. Henry. It repeats itself. So we...
You know, Jay, really, you do things that I know for a fact can't be legal. You do things that...
Phil, we're not going to get into this discussion again. I have the Citizens Auxiliary Police constitutional right of citizens arrest.
Citizens arrest and doing what you're doing? What do you mean break her thumb if you have to? Did you hurt one of those girls?
Ms. Gray, your voice...
What do you mean break her thumb
if you have to? That's what you sound like. And
you know, I'm going to get up, Phil, and take a walk. I got to get a cigar, and I got to walk this guy off. I got to walk this whole place off.
Jay, what you're doing there doesn't sound legal. Fine, great. You think it is. You know you've run afoul of the police many times.
Yeah, we do. We have a very competitive competition type kind of a competition deal, but with the police, but we try to do the best thing. You just heard a recording, you know. It might have been a training. I don't think we broke anybody's thumb, but I was listening to the tapes of the Robert Kennedy assassination. I wanted to use that phrase, that's all.
Okay, tell us about last night.
What do you mean, okay?
Well, that sounds really strange, and I don't want to pursue it any further. Last night, you were on stage showing spin moves. The young lady that got up, was her name what?
That was Cindy Lee, and I want to thank Cindy Lee, wherever she is, for helping us out with a demonstration of the Citizens Auxiliary Police spin move. I showed Cindy Lee at the front door. I said, go ahead, and I'll knock on the door. And you answer, and I'll say, hi, I think you got an old lady bound and gagged in the back.
Yeah, you use the, as the example crime, that there is, quote, an old lady with underwear stuffed in her mouth somewhere in the back of the house. Is that right?
Yes, Phil, that's right.
Jesus H. Christ. Boy, you really get graphic, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, General. We try to make things as clear as we can. So I said, there may be an old lady with her underwear shoved in her face in the back of the bedroom there. Could you go, can I go check? She said, no. And then I go, oh, look, Tinkerbell. And then I made my spin move to the right, execute it perfectly. The audience saw it, very perfect. And she was completely in a heap.
Yeah, she missed it.
Yeah, she missed it. Then we demonstrated the three-step takedown, which, as you know, Phil, is I'll go, look, there's a bug on the ground. Oh, wait, there's something up in the sky. So your one hand is down, the other hand is up. Then she gets so irate she wants to strangle me. I step to my right. I stick the leg to the left. She stumbles over the leg. I'm in.
Now, you're trying to tell me that in real life, that I know on stage demonstrating with some woman that's had a few beers, that's one thing. But you're talking about in life...
Wait, that's not fair, General. Yeah, I don't know how many beers. Maybe she did have a lot of beer. Maybe you come to a home and there's a person that's been sitting inside that house and they've been sitting sucking out of a wine bottle all morning. Hey, you don't think about those things, do you?
Let me tell you something, Santos. There isn't anything that you've thought about that I haven't thought about. Let me tell you that.
Oh, really? What if I told you I think about putting it to a badger from behind? Oh! I bet you don't think about that.
You know what? Here's what I do think about. Coming to your house and strangling you to death in front of your cat. Not your kids or your wife, just your pet.
So you want to traumatize Kit Kat because you don't...
You hung up.
Yeah, I know I hung up. And when he calls back, I don't want him back on the air. Do you understand? Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, thank you very much. What are you guys talking about?
That guy bugs me. You know he bugs me, and he's bugged me for years.
Well, I like him because he was very good last night on stage, and also Rudy Canoza came. I want to thank Rudy Canoza for being out there.
Oh, Rudy, that was a wonderful appearance by Rudy. He was talking with Ted Bell about tending bar.
He was, and I want to get to talking to Rudy on the weekends, too, because he's there at the Prime Rib Room. Rudy is a hard-working guy, man. He's got the Je T'aime Lingerie. He has his import, his export-import business, and then he has his bartending duties there at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We also had last night Chris Norton was in the crowd.
Yes, Chris and Steve Bozell.
And Steve Bozell was in the crowd, and both of them were excellent as they reported on a variety of things. Okay, kids and kittens, that's it for us here on the Phil Hendry Show. I want to thank all of you guys for being with us. I want to thank everybody that turned out, of course, for the show last night. It was just utterly an amazing and wonderfully exciting thing to be involved. It really was. And I can't thank you enough, everybody that was there. We are certainly going to be coming to your town soon, we hope. We're going to be in, as I said, the word is we'll be in Ontario next. That's the Inland Empire of California, not the wonderful province of Canada. And then we're going to probably be up in the Bay Area. I don't know if we'll do this sketch fest again this year. I think that we will. A reminder also that tomorrow night is the L.A. Podfest. And the L.A. Podfest is going to be at the Sofitel Hotel on Beverly Boulevard. So if you can come on out and watch a variety of different podcasts, mine included, at 9 o'clock in the Santa Monica Room, we would really appreciate that.
And make sure you go and use the code on the website, the L.A. Podfest website, Hendry, to get your discount on the live stream.
Right. Get a discount on the live stream by using the code Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. We will see you guys tomorrow morning for more of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and then tomorrow night for the L.A. Podfest podcast at 9 o'clock. And let's see, we got all kinds of shit happening this weekend, man. We going out someplace on Saturday? No. Oh, and I got to get my damn driver's license. All right. Anyway, from all of us to all of you, have a very pleasant good day.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated on the Sideshow Network. I'm General Galen Shaw. Come and get some.